This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom, no relation. There's a bit of lonely with Love and Anne-Marie. Lonely is something that we are not today.
No, Tom. No, filled with content.
Filled with content.
Filled with all sorts of talent.
I have heard that about you, actually, that you're filled with a bit of content.
Well, not as much as they used to be.
But we are not alone. We are joined on the phone by a regular voice here at Mad Wednesdays, Dita Q. Kiri, how are you?
Hello, guys. I'm really good. How are you?
Good,
but I'm enjoying filling my seat.
I'm wondering how much trouble I'm in so far.
Oh, look, it's a high bet, but it's a lot.
Yes, well, as long as I'm consistent.
Well, yes.
I did just ask you, Dean, if you'd been listening to the show, but you did fill me in that you were doing something that was very, very, very important. What was that?
I was having a nap, which I don't think I've had in years.
No, I mean...
Certainly not on a Wednesday afternoon.
No, absolutely. I'm certainly doing things in a different gear today, which is fantastic.
You are not just here to check up on us, although that is a healthy bonus of this phone call, but you have a very exciting event. There is a massive weekend planned coming up next weekend, Daylesford Beartopia, an entire weekend events in rural Daylesford, just outside of Melbourne. Tell us about that.
Yep, I've planned a weekend full of rugged regional queer fun in Daylesford in the Hepburn Shire. I was contacted by some people in the Daylesford community asking me to keep this event going, and what I did is reached out far and wide to see who would like to help create some fantastic events in a regional area, and we've got a great weekend of queer fun happening.
Yeah, look, there is such a plethora of events there, and it's running from the 29th of November, from Friday the 29th, right through to Sunday the 1st. You've got a multitude of events happening there. What's great about Daylesford is it is just an hour outside of Melbourne, so you can head down to Daylesford, grab some awesome accommodation that's down there, enjoy the entire weekend of events, or you can just head up for the night some of the day events.
Exactly. There's some great spaces still available. Accommodation has been filling up. It is Daylesford, after all, the spa capital of Victoria. But the good thing about it, you're right, you're just over an hour away driving from Daylesford. So we've got some fantastic events. On the Friday night, on Friday, November 29th, we've got Burlesque happening at the Palais Hepburn. We interviewed Lisa Mann last week on the show about Burlesque, which is a body-positive burlesque show with bear-identifying men of all different shapes and sizes doing a bit of tease and having a whole lot of fun, which is fantastic.
Lisa wrote in a little bit earlier to say that she was missing you from the show, Jean, but she's very excited about Burlesque on Friday night.
It was mostly just a big plug. Let's face it.
Well, yeah, you know, you've got to do something. Look, it's a fantastic event. There was so much fun in Melbourne. We're really excited to take it to the regional area and just give people a taste of something a little bit different, because they've certainly had Burlesque, but they've never had Bearlesque. So it's quite fun to give them something new. And then on the Saturday, Gay Life Drawing are coming all the way down to Daylesford on the Saturday at 12, and we're doing a Gay Life Drawing session with a couple of
I imagine some fairy men for models there.
Life Drawing is so right now.
It's all the rage, so we're going to be doing that down there as well. And then we've got some sunset queer beers on the balcony of the Daylesford Hotel. So as the sun goes down, you can relax and enjoy that as well, which is fantastic.
Now, Sunday's all about food, Jean, which a bear weekend it needs to be.
It's somewhat,
it's
but it's also...
also World AIDS Day.
There we go.
So all of the events on the Sunday, we touch on talking to or hearing from members of the HIV-positive community, people who are living with HIV, or supporting organisations that have supported them. So KL Joy, a lovely woman, has organised a Red Ribbon Luncheon on the Sunday afternoon, which is raising funds for Thorn Harbour Country's women's programs, which is absolutely fantastic. And it's honouring the women that have supported many of the men over the years who have lost their lives to HIV. And that's hosted by Lance DeBoyle and Gabriella Labucci, which is absolutely wonderful. It's great that they can pop over from Ballarat. And then we have the Chill Out Bake Off happening at the Palais Hepburn. You know what I'm like. I love a bake off.
Absolutely. All of those cakes. I've been there
serving
for Chill Out Bake Off.
Yeah.
Massive
cakes.
It's
so much fun. So we're putting a call out for people to actually bake some cakes, however that may be, or to just come along and bid on some cakes, and all money raised is going to go towards Thorn Harbour Country's World AIDS Day appeal. And then we've got a candlelight vigil, which hasn't happened in Dalesford for a very long time. So when I was asked to kind of take over doing this, it was one of the things that was suggested, because Dalesford used to have a candlelight vigil on World AIDS Day, and they hadn't. And they just kind of needed someone to start it. So I reached out to the community, and Thorn Harbour Country have come to the table. And it's really wonderful that we've got those three events happening, all supporting Thorn Harbour Country and supporting people living with HIV, which I think is really fantastic.
It is fantastic. Now, all of these events are fully inclusive, gender, sexuality inclusive. Everybody's welcome, yes. Of course.
Everyone is welcome to come along. Some of them are ticketed, some of them are free, some of them need you to book tickets because there's only a limited number of space in the area, even though it's free. So what I encourage everyone to do is just jump onto Facebook and check out the Dalesford Beertopia Facebook page, where you can get all the details there.
Excellent. It sounds like a great weekend. I know, Tom, I'm sure I'll be seeing you down there at some point.
Yeah, no, I'm going to check. I just need to get out of Melbourne, frankly, if nothing else.
Oh, it's such a great...
I think that's what really excites me about it is, if you want to come down for the whole weekend, you can. But if you just want to come up for the day, it's so easy to get to. But also, I'm really looking forward to seeing all the different people from regional Victoria come and be a part of it. So it's not just about us city folks.
No, regional
queers as well.
And I can't recommend it highly enough. If you haven't been to Dalesford, where have you been? It's such a beautiful town, and it's such just.
It's also a beautiful drive.
Yeah,
gorgeous
drive.
Gorgeous. Can we do like a little caravan of courage? You know, all the bears just heading out of the city. It'd be very cute.
It'll take a lot of courage to get in a van with all those bears, Tom. A lot of courage indeed. Thank you, Dean. All the best with it. Of course, head to that Facebook page, facebook.com/Dalesford Beertopia, for all the information you need. I will see you again next week, Dean.
See you, guys.
Bye. Don't forget, we have a competition giveaway in the works. Hansel and Gretel live in concert. If you're a fan of the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and Fairy Tales, you do not want to miss this. The Thursday, 28th of November, 7:30 p.m. performance at Hamer Hall at the Arts Centre in Melbourne. All thanks to Joy sponsor Melbourne Symphony Orchestra.
And we've already had some answers in. They're actually quick on the draw. Apparently, fairy tales are still very much a thing.
Yeah, we have been asking, what is your favourite fairy tale? And we have had some messages in.
So we had from Darren, who said Little Red Riding Hood. Just quick off the mark with that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Classic.
Cinderella with the less common S spelling.
Cinderella.
Which
I like the implication.
Yeah, I'd like to think that it was purposeful. And the Three Little Pigs, as we would all love to be eaten by a big bad wolf.
Oh, Marcello, thank you for that one.
Cute.
You're not wrong there. It's not too late to get your entries in. You can SMS us 0427JOY949, or of course you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And if you're on the hands-free, 1300 569 949, one of our lovely office staff.
We've got
some talent, actually. They're more interesting to talk to than we are. Give them a call.
Don't say that, but it is nice to give them a call. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.